This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Jesus begins a conversation with his disciples about money using a parable about a dishonest manager who is about to be fired. When the manager finds out, he does everything he can to survive. His boss ends up commending him for his savviness. He knew how to use money to gain what was most valuable to him, survival. The conclusion is simple. The way you spend money says a lot about what you value. And Jesus says the more money you have, the more difficult it will be to value God's kingdom. The more money you have, the more tempted you will be to use it in service of a different God. The Pharisees think this is ridiculous. To them, wealth was a sign of God's blessing. Jesus, though, rebukes these experts in God's law for neglecting what the Torah had always taught. Israel was the least of all nations when God chose them. The story of Israel showed that poverty was a sign of blessing, not wealth. Jesus tells them a parable about a rich man who refuses to invite a poor man to his table. Both die suddenly. Contrary to what the Pharisees expect, the rich man's wealth did not indicate a place in paradise. The poor man, instead, drinks cool water while the rich man suffers. Begging that this message be told to his wealthy brothers, the rich man is told that the law and the prophets are clear enough. If they've refused to listen to God's word about the poor, even a man rising from the dead would not convince them otherwise. The Pharisees' lives revealed that they served money and not God. This is why Jesus mentions John the Baptist here. Remember, the Pharisees refused when John told them to be baptized, repent for their sins, and give away their possessions. The poor in Israel were being sacrificed on the altar of the Pharisees' greed. Jesus is warning them that if they do not stop serving money, then they can expect to be more like the rich man in Hades than the poor man in paradise. Jesus had come to preach good news to the poor. That's why in previous parables, he urgently called the poor, lame, and blind to his banquets. Jesus was urging every poor and sick person to inherit God's kingdom. And like the loving father urged the angry older brother to join his prodigal brother's feast, Jesus is now revealing to the Pharisees that his message is good news for them too. It's not just the financially poor and physically sick that Jesus has come to save. Everyone who recognizes their poverty and lostness can enter into God's kingdom too. The law and the prophets and Jesus all agree, material prosperity doesn't save, it damns. The only good news the Pharisees have is that God is generous to the poor. And the Pharisees will see that again when Jesus dies on the cross and rises from the dead. Jesus had and would become poor so that Pharisees, through his poverty, might become rich. That's why if they don't accept the prophets, they would never believe Jesus' resurrection. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who comes to make the poor truly rich. And may you see Jesus, his son, as the one who became poor so that all who believe in him could be saved.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.